Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it, and
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino, call the eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. I got up too late. I was almost done with my work here, but I needed to start earlier. I'll get it done by 4, probably 3:30. Got up too late. 6:30 was not enough time.
What are you working on that's taken almost an entire regular person work day?
Oh, no, I went back to bed after that. I got up around like 9:30.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Okay, thank you for setting that up. Setting
and then I
straight.
Went to Canada.
Okay.
To run an errand. You know, it's the season. And I got home about 12:30, okay. And I had this thought, and I reached out to Sneaky Joe. Like, he and I were a little bit, I caught him, workshopping this together. And we threw some names back and forth. And then when I got here, I knew I needed to make sure everything was right. I'm almost done, but I'm not done. I wanted to know. Want to play with this?
I also feel like today, and like this is not exactly the point you're making. I feel like between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock was about 20 minutes today, and most days do not ever feel that way to me. I don't have anything really to do other than come here between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and for some reason, I got here and heated up some lunch, and as I was finishing it, I looked at the clock, and it was like 2:55. I was like, what? I thought I had like, you know, 20 minutes to sit here and sort of digest and get set, and like showtime. So I'm also feeling a time crunch, though I was not really working on anything.
I wonder why.
Other than lunch. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
We have new carpet. We've had conversations with people here about that. There was some work that needed to be done in here, so there was that. But that's not an excuse for me.
I don't know. My afternoon just got away from me, I guess, is what I'm saying. At least the early part of it. It's still, you know, there's still a lot of afternoon to go.
You bought me a few more games here, so that's thank you for talking.
Okay, good. I'm happy to help.
I wanted the originally I wanted this to sort of stump Joe. I thought maybe I could stump Joe, but I didn't have I knew I was like running out of time to do it, and I just decided to like bring him in to figure this out with
me.
How so for now this is just regular season. Okay. How many opposing quarterbacks does Allen as a starter have a losing record against? So I don't have a number. But I will, right? You know that I will.
Sure.
Because I'm going through, I didn't know of a better way to do it. There probably is one. I'm going through every game he's ever started. And of course, some games you know who they played against, like who started against them. It's always Mahomes, tons of Tua. But we're going 8 years now.
Yeah, right.
So some of these I got wrong. Like I did not remember who started for the Raiders against the Bills in the home opener in 2023. You want a piece of that? You want to take a shot at that? Who started week two for the Raiders in Buffalo? It gets more obscure than this guy.
Yeah. I really don't know. Derek Carr's gone by then?
Yep. The Bills do have a game against Derek Carr when he played for the Raiders in Las Vegas. That'd be 19, I think.
Okay.
They went out there week four. They were 3-0. That's the year where they beat the Jets and the Giants, I think, to start the season.
Okay.
I mean, if I don't know right now, I'll never know because this is what I've been doing for hours.
I don't have a reasonable guess at who this Raiders guy would have been.
That's a different season. The COVID year is when they go to Vegas, and it's Derek Carr.
Okay.
2020. Garoppolo.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
You got that?
Yep.
So I think that's the only game they have against him as a starter. How many quarterbacks would have winning records against Allen?
Just regular season so far is what we're talking about.
Right. So if you include the playoffs, I think you add Burrow. Because I think regular season is now 1-1.
Right, because they have that one game that they didn't play. And then there's the loss that followed that and the win on Sunday.
Yes. If you include Lamar Jackson, you include the playoffs, the Bills are, Allen is 2-2 against Jackson in the regular season.
But 2-0 in the playoffs.
But 2-0 in the playoffs. So it changes a couple of these if you include the playoffs. Now the Bills have never faced Easton Stick in a playoff game.
But they did play him out in L.A.
They
once.
Did.
Yes. A Saturday.
On a Saturday night. On Peacock. Right. You got the rest of it. You got the whole thing.
I remember some things.
You're all over this one.
Some things I remember. It has to be not many. First thing I thought of was Houston. But that was Stroud last year. It was Mills this year.
Right.
And Mills played them here and got destroyed,
I think. 40-0.
So Houston, maybe there's a losing record, but I don't. Stroud, is this year the only time they've played Stroud? That might be the only time that they have played Stroud.
Last year.
Right. That's what I meant. Last year. Sorry. Yeah. The loss there last year.
So I think so they're 0-2 against him. No, 0-1.
0-1. It's only the one game. Deshaun Watson might also have a winning record against them if you include playoffs. I'm not sure about regular season.
I think he does have a regular season win over the Bills in the game when Allen was a rookie in which he was injured.
Okay.
And Houston won that game.
Yeah. And they've not played him since that playoff game.
That's right.
So 0-2 if you include the playoffs, I think.
I think it's, and this is where I've fallen short here, not being done by now, but I think it's a more interesting and shorter list if you make it at least two or three starts. Because then, like, Michael Penix is on the list otherwise.
You're right. 1-0.
The 1-0 guys, I don't need them. Jalen Hurts.
Right.
1-0.
Yeah, if you go to three starts. Huh.
Or let's say two.
Even. Okay. Then Watson qualifies.
Including playoffs, I guess Watson would qualify.
Right.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Trevor Lawrence is... I'm thinking of games they've lost to them with him, but they also hammered them here last season. And I don't know, is there any other... I'm going to guess Lawrence is like 2-1 against the Bills.
That's correct. 9-6.
And London.
London, and then last year.
Yeah.
So Lawrence would be the first guy with as many as three starts that we know of here.
Right.
Another name, but there is at least one more. Carson Wentz.
Oh, sure.
What he's got on the Bills against Allen is two road blowout wins. Maybe the two worst games the Bills have had at home.
Right, he's the quarterback of that Colt team when Taylor goes off.
And the Eagles.
There's an Eagles game real early, yeah.
Yes.
Rookie season even?
19?
19 maybe, yeah.
Okay. Middle of 19? Yes, and that's a blowout for Philadelphia. So the Bills have not beaten Philadelphia in a long time. So Wentz has 2-0 against Allen. Hasn't played him, even though he's on a different team every year. I don't think they've seen him since. I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure. Lawrence is 2-1 on Allen, and so is May.
Right. Right. Is that he gets credit for last year's finale, even though he hardly played.
Right.
And then there's the game this year, and they beat him the other time. Close game here last year. So, yeah, I mean, that's asterisk city because of one series, but still, that's the way the records are kept. So he's got a winning record against Josh Allen. And yeah, that's how it goes.
Do people still talk about quarterback wins? Like, is anybody using this any way?
I think it's all depending on what argument you're trying to make. You know, I mean, I think selectively you can pluck it out. And, you know, and we're even hearing it a lot this year, you know, as it points toward the playoffs. Like, I don't disagree with the organizational pressure that there is, and even therefore the pressure that there is on Josh Allen to reach the Super Bowl this year, considering what's going on in the conference. But it seems like that's QB wins to me, and there isn't... I'm listening to Greg. I saw a clip of Greg Cosell on with Colin Cowherd earlier this week. I just listened to him say very many of the same things driving in to our buddy Chris Trapasso, who's in for Brownie and Tasker on One Bills Live. The roster itself, he didn't talk much about the offense just now on One Bills Live, but defense, like, there's not an impact defender on this team. Something we all plainly know. There's not a difference-making stud defender on this team. The closest you could probably get is Benford. You know, you want to push for Bosa. I mean, I think you're on pretty thin ice already. He's been good for the Bills, but he's not like one of the top guys at that position anymore. And on offense, I did see Greg talking about this with Coward. Like, there's not, it's James Cook and that's it. There's like a bunch of guys at receiver. It's like pinning it on him. Like, he's got to do it this year because Mahomes may not be in or Jackson may not be in. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for, you know me. I'm the one over here going, I've had the ball the last 2 years with a chance to go ahead around the 2-minute warning or even later and maybe win over the Chiefs in the playoffs. And that shines a less than complimentary light on Allen. But, man, I think going as hard as he's got to do it this year because these other dudes aren't there, I'm not sure that's fair. I understand it in the big scheme of things. Like, that's the 50,000-foot view is he's the best guy standing. It's the most important position. Therefore, he's got to do it, right? The boogeyman might not be there to scare us this year, Mahomes. But it's still not a team that is full of – it's just not a great team, you know, top to bottom. At least as far as impactful stars to, like, make a difference in a game. You know, like, Allen continues to have to be the guy that elevates the whole thing. You know, unless you continue to get defensive touchdowns like you did the last 2 weeks that really swung both games. I mean, I think that Steeler game was going to go the Bills' way eventually, but they were losing when he made that play, and they were losing until he made the play he made on Sunday against Cincinnati. And so if you from now to January, even through January into February, get, you know, impactful plays like that, not necessarily scores, but more takeaways on defense, then maybe the narrative changes a little. But right now, I feel like there's a lot of heat on Allen that I'm not sure. It sounds like QB wins to me, somewhat. And I'm not sure how fair that really is.
Two more names for the list of quarterbacks with multiple starts against Allen and winning records against him. Tom Brady, 4-0.
Okay.
And
oh, I have a guess.
Go ahead.
Is Ryan Tannehill
Ryan
on this
Tannehill,
list?
Ryan Tannehill. I have.
I just looked at the standings and saw Tennessee and thought, yeah.
I have him at 3-2 against Allen teams for Miami and then eventually Tennessee. There's probably some older guys, you know, maybe Philip Rivers, who's back, 1-0. Watson, you mentioned, 1-0.
If you can win the playoffs, he's 1-1, Rivers, though.
That's right. That's another one.
They got him with Indianapolis.
That changes if you include the playoffs. That's his last game.
Until now.
And I assume he plays this week, but today their coach wouldn't say. He said he hadn't decided yet. That's a fun one. I guess you can get away with that.
Maybe a little more readily if the guy you're talking about is 44 years old and hasn't been on an NFL roster or practice squad, because that's where he still is.
Well,
in 5 years, you might want to make sure his arm is okay before you say he's starting.
I think they've been checking that.
After he practiced all week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was another day today is all I'm saying.
Well, I'm, you know, mostly with you on how you laid out what this postseason narrative stuff will be, which is, like, fingers crossed for Allen, because he's not on, like, Cosell said this too, right? Bluntly, he's not on a great team.
Right.
So, or he might have even gone further than that.
Yeah.
They're not very good, something like that. He words to that effect. So, I mean, I don't really disagree, relatively speaking. I really don't. So, Allen might have, there's always pressure, and I think we probably misjudge what the pressure thing really means to most players. I mean, is Allen really, it's just a lot of guys, maybe almost everybody. Has he played through his career like somebody where the pressure is like a problem? I mean, he's had huge games in the playoffs.
Right. There have been a couple of spots. The Bengal loss was bad. The AFC title game in 20 was bad.
You can point to the end of games.
Yeah.
And say that he wasn't at his best.
Maybe, didn't come through, right.
So he's got a couple of things here. That point about who's not in the playoffs, if that's how it ends, will make it, everybody's saying what you brought up there.
Yeah.
Just like this has to be this is his chance.
Because
Mahomes won't be in his way, maybe. So you've got that. But it's also like they have lost in the playoffs 6 years in a row without getting to the Super Bowl. Like, they have that to overcome.
And I think they had better rosters a lot of those years. Last year, I wouldn't say. Last year is pretty comparable to this year, I think.
So if there is pressure, that would be a cause, the lack of winning to this point. Mm-hmm. You'd love to get that one right away. And then nobody ever questions whether you can do it. But if you're Manning or Allen or one of these guys that takes a while before they ever get there, then you're always being questioned about whether or not you can actually do it. Nicer the other way. So you've got that. You've got the Mahomes, maybe also Jackson, Burrow, missing the playoffs point. And then, you know, the point I keep thinking about, and this is also with their flaws in mind, is they are probably going on the road multiple weeks to play teams with good to great defenses. Like, that is how this is shaping up. And we've had games this year where, as good as he is under duress the whole game. That was Houston. That was pretty much Atlanta, Miami. Like, whether or not he was feeling, like, mental pressure, I doubt he feels anything problematic in that area when they go to Miami.
Physical pressure.
I mean, yeah, and then then that, if you will, mental pressure kind of grows because you're losing and you're the quarterback. Like, you've got to figure out ways to pull out this game. The fumble in Miami when he's running and they're coming back. Remember that play?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that might be one where they're really like sort of, they're sweating it because they're shut out into the fourth quarter by the Dolphins. That doesn't happen. And like, you can't afford any mistakes. And if you think like that, what do I know from playing quarterback in the NFL? But I think if you think that like that, I can't mess up now. Like that, I can't get away with it.
That should make you tight. It could make you tight. Yeah.
Yeah. So
everybody's,
I think
it's different, but yeah.
Those guys, when they're really on, they're sort of able to compartmentalize that or just kind of get through it. But the whole point of counting out every one of these 8-2 against Tua, by the way, every one of these Bills games that Allen has started is to unveil that May is on the list, which is a little bit cheap. It's the week 18 game,
right,
where they both end up leaving the game almost immediately, and but they started, so they have that on their records as starting quarterbacks. Then you have the Bills beating New England here last year and losing to them here this year. So that's 1-2. That's what I wanted to find out, is how short is the list,
right,
of quarterbacks with multiple starts to have winning records against him. And I think we thought of maybe five names. Brady, Tannehill, May, Lawrence, and Watson, if you include
Watson,
the playoffs.
Right.
And Burrow, if you include the playoffs.
Stroud, if you go just one game.
Other guys, if you go just one game, like Penix and Stroud and Hurts, which it's not as interesting that way to me. I want more games to make it more meaningful. But then again, I'm admitting that May being included is a little bit cheap. Because of week 18.
Right.
Well, Bills are a 1-point favorite. Their biggest fan in the betting space, Sam Paniatovich, will join us in less than 10 minutes to preview this game and week 15. Last night was fun. Was it fun from a Sabre standpoint, too? I know they got badly outshot, but they won. It's just, NFL.
I did not see the end, but it's reads to me everything I've seen and heard about it, like they did a great job of desperately protecting the net in the third period. Blocking shots and just that kind of thing, just to get the game home, because they took the lead, I think, in the second period, and just got it home. So, like, you know.
Garage.
Garage, exactly. I was, for some reason, not wanting to say that. So they've won two in a row, and they have a chance for their first three-game winning streak of the season on Sunday night in Seattle. That's not till 8 o'clock, by the way, that game.
At least it's not 10.
Right, that's right. That's right.
So they're up against another NFL game, Minnesota-Dallas.
Right.
I think I know where I'll be. It's fantasy playoffs.
Yeah. Don't worry. I got you. I'll watch the hockey game. By Sunday night I'm probably cooked. I mean, I'm putting who did I say earlier? I even forgot who I said I was putting in.
Rashid Shaheed is in your lineup in the playoffs.
Rashid Shaheed is in
the
second quarterback spot.
How?
Tyrod Taylor's hurt, and
I've got
Mac Jones. I'm sitting
Matt
there like,
Jones.
That's it. That's where I've got.
You should have been doing my work today. These are the names I've been living with all day.
I can't make any moves, so that's it. I'm stuck. So that's where I'm at.
Bills against Mac Jones, 3-2. The wind game, and they lost in Foxborough to him once.
Right.
Dark times.
Yeah.
Right before Denver, when it was like they were bouncing around there, 2023. Sam Paniatovich next. We'll talk to Mike Giardi today from New England. That'll be at 4. Sal will join us at 5. Picks at 6. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. We need a break, can't you tell? We'll be back in a snap. It's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Five targets, five catches, 93 yards. Cousins going that way again. He's got it. Touchdown. What a night for Kyle Pitts.
I'm just such a Al Michaels fan. And I even this morning on Bet Sweats, I hear like just what he doesn't have on his fastball.
Mm-hmm.
That's just perfect. Your ears aren't bleeding because he's so loud. Like, pretty much all the other guys are just shouting all the time. And it's that little, it doesn't sound like anything, but you don't get it from even other top guys often enough. What a night. Like, that's just right. Sort of a little, Costas was always great at this. Like, a little bit of an ability to see the bigger picture in the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's really, like, there's nothing, it doesn't rhyme, there's no fancy, there's not going to be a billboard, there's no, like, nothing exceptional. None of his colleagues are going to rush to his defense, like, oh, he just thought of that. And it's simple, but it's great. That's all I need from these guys. It's just, like, you have to have a big enough brain, but what a night for Kyle Pitts. Like, that, what a night it was. And that was only his second touchdown. He ended up with three. A guy that has made fantasy players nuts since he entered the league. 5 years ago? Didn't we say this yesterday? Pitts is in his fifth season.
Right.
But he's still a year younger than Kincaid.
Right.
And you give him, it's like Flacco with Chase, Brissett with McBride. You give him a quarterback that's just like sort of letting it out. And no London. And look at it. Man. Good luck to you if you had to face Kyle Pitts in your fantasy playoffs. In FFPC, 51 for Pitts. Tough to beat that. Sam Panayotovich with us from BetSweats on the BetMGM Network. Sam, I believe you're in New York today.
Yes, sir. One more night in New York. Back tomorrow on the beautiful Amtrak train. It's funny you bring up Kyle Pitts. I think of two things. When I think of a player, I think of, did he either make me or cost me money? There was a stretch... From his final game, they were like a 17-point dog against Alabama in the SEC championship, and he went off in that game. They covered. And then when it came time to bet Pitts in the draft, his over-under was 5.5. And most people are like, oh, tight end's not going top five. We were betting under 5.5. We bet under 4.5. He went fourth overall. He made me a lot of money back in the day,
too. Nice. Nice.
So you're probably prone to being more patient with this player, is what you're saying, right? That just sort of shades how, like, you know, his fantasy failures don't for you. The earlier success offsets that for you, probably. So good.
Yes. I think that's fair. Also, one of the greatest patterns in sports right now, I told Joe this morning, Pitts' first year, he caught one touchdown. Year two, two. Year three, three. Year four, four. This is year five. He's got four grabs for a touchdown. Do we get to five?
I'd like to think so now. Three last night. That gets him to four for
right,
the year?
Right, he only had one before last night.
I know you know Ian Harditz, Sam. Ian would like to point out that one in his rookie year was in London against a Jets defensive tackle who was covering him. So he wanted an asterisk even on the one that he pulled down as a rookie. How about catch a touchdown in North America if you're so good? How about do that? Well, you know, he's getting rolling.
So how much of a wild ride was last night for you with the way that it ended?
In terms of what, NFL Thursday
yeah,
night?
Just yeah, like yeah, I mean, as far as the outcome of the game, you know, did you get broken or were you on Atlanta?
I had Mike Evans, but I had him the wrong way. I had him to score a touchdown. I spent 5 minutes telling Joe it was going to be a vintage Evans night, and then I didn't bet receptions over or yards over. I bet touchdown, which did not happen. But he was as good as we remember, right? I Joe and I were so disgusted talking about that game. We're like, this game sucks. Nobody's going to watch it. Nothing's going to happen. And it was a really good game from what I can gather. I didn't see a single snap. Yeah, it would have been a nice over to have almost 60 points in that one. But
and it
didn't
looked,
do
it,
much.
It looked great, too. They had the creamsicles against the old Atlanta red helmets, and it looked aesthetically pretty pleasing, I'd say.
Oh, the black jerseys with the red helmets with the black bird?
Yep.
Ooh.
You put those two teams together, you seem to get – it's a nice combo, not just – what they wear. A couple of games.
Right.
Both games this year were super close. The Thursday night game last year that went off. So let's see if we can keep that going next year, Atlanta and Tampa. Sam, I've described you today as the biggest Bills backer in the betting space. I think that that's got to be true. And as you have made no secret of, you keep adding on to your investment in the Bills and the Super Bowl. I know it's a futures bet. And this game is interesting, almost maybe a little bit ironic in how for what it looks like in the standings, it's not that important to the outcome in the division. I mean, the Bills can't win the division if they lose Sunday, but they are, you know, down a little bit bad to win it anyway, if they even win this game. So how are you looking at Sunday with the bets you've made in mind?
Right. A loss barely impacts their playoff chances too.
Right. And that's what I'm going to have to defend myself with on Monday if the Bills lose this game. I think some people are taking it the wrong way, like I'm guaranteeing the Bills are going to beat the Patriots, and I never said that. I don't have a dollar on Sunday's game. I have plenty of dollars on Buffalo big picture, but they could lose this game and still make a playoff run. My belief in Buffalo has always been it's the quarterback in the postseason and no Mahomes. And the more unlikely it's looked for Kansas City, remember we had this conversation 3 weeks ago, the Chiefs were like minus 200 to make the playoffs. And I'm like, you're watching TV and Stephen A. Smith's like, they gonna win 5 out of 6. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, no, they're not. So if you're able to ignore the noise and just kind of bet more Buffalo based on their path without Mahomes and Burrow and maybe Lamar now, that's all it is. It's funny, though, because Felica, we do bear bets every week, and he's like, the Bills aren't that good. And then at the end of the show, this guy's like, I just bet the Bills win the division. I'm like, what? Like, you're not even, you know, that's us gambling guys. Most of us, like, we have a take, and then a number changes, and our take right. will change. So Bears like, oh, well, they're not winning the Super Bowl, but they'll win the East. And I'm like, okay, well, I'd rather bet Super Bowl because I believe in that more because I believe in them in the playoffs. I personally don't care if they win the East. Now, if they beat New England and win out and the Patriots slip up again, of course I will accept the number one seed and the home field, but I don't expect it.
This is really where I've learned from you and Joe, but I think more from you in this one, which is like what you're describing with Chris Felica is it's just really all about the price. We've asked you, when we got to know you, we'd ask you all the time, like, what do you think of this? Like, well, I liked it more when it was 8-1 than when it was 5-1, you know, like, right. whether that's MVP or different things. And, like, I bet Kansas City, when Joe was on the air with us one day, to miss the playoffs at plus 750.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And that was before they came here, I think.
Yeah.
That was the week of the Bills game, the Chiefs-Bills game. And I've already cashed out on that because it was like I was going to win whatever, and they're offering me almost as much, so I don't need to see it through. And plus Indy, Sam. Like that's another one where I got under 11.5 wins when they were 8-2. And now they'd have to win out without Jones to do it. And like, I'll just take the offer because it's almost the full amount.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I Philip Rivers might ruin your cereal. You know, they might go 4-0 with Rivers. Not. I heard that the other day. Hey, what do you think about Rivers 18-1 comeback player? I almost hung up the phone. I almost hit block. No, like stop.
But
to your point though about numbers, right? When Flacco came back the year he won comeback player, there was 100-1 in the market on comeback player. And Flacco also had 5 games. Rivers, even if he plays this weekend, which is not a sure thing, the most he can play is 4, but his price is 18-1. I'm like, I can't. I'd rather light money on fire.
Yeah, the price is the difference. I was about to say that on Flacco because he just came back late in the season and won that award. Is there somebody obvious who should win it? McCaffrey?
They usually give it to quarterbacks. The market, I can pull the market up right here. I know McCaffrey's the favorite. My question rhetorically was how close is Dak? And I know it was like McCaffrey, Dak 1-2.
Okay.
Got to find the awards tab, which I can't find right now on the book I'm looking at. But it was basically a 1-2 punch. It was McCaffrey favored, and then I believe it was Dak. I just can't remember if Dak was 2-1 or 4-1. And then like Rivers is the 4th favorite now, which I
awesome.
I love that award, guys. To be honest with you, like ever since a guy died on the field and didn't win, it's just hard to handicap the market.
Yeah, that's a tough one. With Sam Paniadovich, Joey Bosa probably. No chance. You know, nice little comeback season for that guy, though. Hurt now.
Yeah. Although he looks good for Sunday, I think. He's not even listed.
That's good.
So,
kind of important. Lots of big spreads this week, Sam, in week 15. I hear you're talking about teasers a lot and a couple of underdogs you like for that. How in general, maybe it doesn't work like this. Maybe it's just strictly game to game, but 2 touchdown favorites like the Seahawks and maybe the 49ers and the Eagles. I mean, big numbers.
Huge. 5 games now, double-digit spreads, maybe 6, depending on what's up with Houston and Arizona. That's kind of straddling 10 right now, 9.5 more than 10. But, yeah, 11.5, 13.5, a couple games, 13.5, another game, 12.5. It's a lot. You know, I always spin it with teams that I don't trust making them bigger favorites. So Philadelphia right now is an 11.5 point favorite. You knock that to 17.5, I'd take the points. Why not? Especially when the total is 38. Like that's a big number to catch, 17.5 when the game's totaled 38, you know, it's all math. So what's Philly going to win? 35-0? Ah, it's probably going to be like 28-14 or 27-17, and then I'm going to cover 17.5. I would tease Vegas up for sure to 17.5. And how do you not consider a teaser if you're going to do a two-team teaser and get the best price? Don't lay $1.50 on a teaser. Some of these books, $1.50, $1.60, it's insane. The local guy will give you a -110 or -120. Vegas up 17.5. And then how about Cincinnati to 8.5 at home against Baltimore?
Could see it. The Bills really did very little to slow down the Bengals on Sunday. Just a couple of interceptions to swing the game in the fourth quarter. The Heisman, is that tomorrow? Is it down to the
tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
They bet a little Pavia, but every time they do, like the wise guys are betting Pavia like 12-1, 10-1. He was 5-1 last night. They just keep betting Pavia. And then you look up this morning and Pavia is back to 14-1, 12-1. So the bookmakers are saying it's Mendoza, and maybe there's some intel there. I mean, the votes are already cast. Maybe somebody's seen the ballots. The books want you to bet Pavia. Some guys are doing it. I don't know if they're going to keep doing it, but the sharp book moves, the guys booking the bets are booking toward Mendoza winning.
Yeah, that's, we can't bet awards in New York State as it is, but when the vote is already over, doesn't feel great betting on that.
No, I agree.
I voted for the Heisman for many years, and I think it was like a week ahead of time you had to get your ballot in. So somebody knows who won. I mean, you would think so, right?
You don't want to leave that paper trail in your FanDuel account, Mike.
No.
Yeah. Like, if you were a voter, can you imagine being a voter and then they were able to, like, track your bets, specifically what time and date you placed them? That'd be a problem.
Now I see. Yeah, no, it never crossed over, so I'm not – nothing to worry
His
about.
His days as a voter predates FanDuel.
What bets do you speak of? I don't know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. One year, I didn't get the – you know, it comes with, like, a program and there's a charity – link you can do as a voter, and then there's the ballot and the instructions. And one year I didn't get it, and I just a little bit of time went by, and I wrote the guy like, hey, I just wondered why I didn't get my my ballot. He's like, well, you're not allowed to vote anymore. And I said, oh, I think I might have followed up like, is there any reason, like what did it? He's like, well, we realized you didn't really cover college football. Okay, well, that's fair.
That seems like it should be a qualification.
It should. Yeah. They were right. Remove me.
At least you got that cool die-cast metal car from the Memphis running back.
D'Angelo Williams.
Williams.
Yeah, I was a voter, they would sometimes send me stuff.
Right.
But it was never anything like...
No, nothing super valuable, but it was, you know, this is like a, you know, whatever.
It sat right here for a long time. Little toy car from Memphis.
What did they send you, a bobblehead or a bag of cash?
No, right. this was like a NASCAR, like, you know, not the... I don't know how big it was, but, you know, something you could have on a desk or on a bookshelf.
Like a model car.
Yeah, that would show up, like, if you were doing a hit with a bookshelf behind you, you'd see it.
Yes, it would be great on your bookshelf,
yeah.
Sam.
Right
by the mic flags.
And it was, you know, his jersey number and their colors, as I remember it. But it was like a NASCAR thing.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Got it. Well, before I forget, you guys, I brought up, like, tracking bets and tracing bets and all that, and I was obviously kidding, but have you guys ever heard the story of how Calvin Ridley got caught for betting on sports?
I don't know. He had that, there was an article that he wrote later, but I don't know. I don't remember the story.
Well, they flagged, because like the NFL and the gaming boards, they share information, obviously. Like when anything fishy happens, a red flag goes up and the league gets informed. Well, Calvin Ridley, very brilliant. He signed up in a legal state with the name Calvin Ridley.
His own name.
That's how he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
He was making legal bets under his own name, and the league was like, "Sir, you can't do that."
I think I respect him for that. Jameson Williams was on a plane betting on women's basketball, I think, when he got suspended, something like that. Like the plane counts as team space, so you're at the team facility when you're on the plane, if I remember right. Sam, enjoy the rest of your time in New York. Thank you, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right, guys. See you later.
Sam Panayotovich, who, by the way, you can read on, well, through his Twitter is easy, but also on the Fox site, he writes a weekly column, and this week's, we're both in it. We were quoted I think maybe I was taken out of context a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
No. No, it was just a simple quote about Allen and the Bills. But I'd like to say that.
Okay. Yeah,
I've never quoted.
I have a big problem with how Sam positioned my quote. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
It was right after mine.
Yeah. It's saying basically the same thing.
He got us both in there.
Allen's the show.
Mike Giardi on the Patriots in about 15 minutes here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.